Das Chazor sich nicht über Jesus sagen, wenn man Jehudim sagt, die Wammes darf ein.
Perek ha-Oral, Perek Shmini.
Sagt der Mishnah, bis Yate de Shmaya, Kain who's an Oral, or a Tomei, may not eat Truma, however their wives and their slaves may eat Truma. A Kain who's injured as a Psu Adag or Kurshofcha may eat Truma, and their slaves may eat Truma, however their wives may not eat Truma. If his wife didn't have beer with him yet after he became a Kurshofcha, then she may still eat Truma. A Psu Adag is when a man has even one of his testicles wounded. Kurshofcha is where his aver is cut. If even a minute amount, however, on the top of the aver remains, then the person is still allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Zaktimara Brayta says, Rabbi Eliezer says, we learned that an oral is also to eat Truma from Gzeirah Shavuah from Karban Pesach on the words Toishav Vissachar, which refer to an Eved Ivri. It teaches us just as an oral may not eat a Karban Pesach, so also he may not eat Truma. Rabbi Kiva says the double use of the Pasuk Ish teaches that an oral is also to eat Truma. We have to say that the words of Gzeirah Shavuah used by Rabbi Eliezer are extra, they're mufne, and open for the Joshua, because if they're not, we can ask that Pesach may be different because it also has the assume of Karis and Pigel, Noiser and Tame. The Gemara says that Toishav Vissachar Ritaka written by regarding Pesach are extra because we have no reason to think that if a Jew becomes a slave that he would not be chayav in Pesach. Therefore, the words must be extra to teach this Gzeirah Shavuah. In fact, Rabbi Eliezer has taught that when a Gzeirah Shavuah is only open on one side, you can still ask questions to refute it. But he says there actually are two extra words over here, Toishav and Sachar. So we look at them as if one's written by Pesach, one's written by Truma, and we consider it to be a Gzeirah Shavuah that's open on both sides. In fact, once we have the Gzeirah Shavuah, we should say that just as an Oinin is also to eat a Pesach, an Oinin should also be also to eat a Truma. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina said the pasuk of Vichol Zor teaches that only a non-Koyin may not eat Truma, but a Koyin who is an Oinen may eat Truma. Maybe this pasuk comes to allow an Oral to eat and not an Oinen. But I said we have learned that an Oral is also to eat based on Toshav Sachar. Why do we use a Drasha to exclude Oral and include Oinen? Maybe it should be the other way around. Zor Gemara, it's more logical to exclude Oral because an Oral is lacking an act. That act is something that has to be done to his body. He's Chayiv Karis. The mitzvah existed before Matan Torah, and one is not allowed to bring a Pesach if any of his sons or his slaves are an Oral. Although Aninus also has certain characteristics that exist at all times, applies to men and women, and has no remedy that a person can do to fix it, still the Oral has more unique stringencies, and therefore that's the one that should be excluded. Rav answered that without the fact that Oral has more stringencies, we would still not learn out Oral from Pesach. I'm sorry, we would still learn out Oral from Pesach rather than Aninus, because Oral is written explicitly in the Pasuk of Pesach, whereas the Isra of Oinim by Pesach is itself only learned from Meiser Sheni. In fact, Gemara, maybe we should say that just as by Pesach, if someone's sons or male servants have not gotten the bris, they're an oral, then the person himself may not eat carbon Pesach. The same should be hold true for Truma. Gemara says, the Pasuk by Pesach says, boy. Which is a miyut, which teaches that this halacha only applies to Pesach. The pasuk regarding the person himself being an aral also says the word boy, and should therefore teach that the isur of arelus also only applies to Pesach, not to truma. Mar said we learned that an aral is also to eat based on toshav sachar, so therefore you can't say that it's teaching that. Why do we use the drushas to exclude aral and include one whose sons and slaves are arelus? Maybe it should be the other way around. Zachmar, it's more logical to exclude an aral because an aral is lacking an act to his own body and it's chayiv karis. Although the isur of not having the sons and the slaves with a bris has a stringency that can apply at any time, the Oral has more stringencies, and therefore that's the one who will be excluded. There's another answer, Zachmar, without the fact that an Oral has more stringencies, we'll still learn out Oral from Pesach rather than learn out the Arelus of his sons or slaves, because it's more logical to say that one is also for his own deficiency than for the deficiency of his sons and his slaves. Zachmar, what is the word boy in the Pasuk that says that a Mumer may not eat the Pesach come to exclude? And for Zachmar, it teaches that such a person may not eat from a Pesach, but he may eat from Meiser. What is the word boy in the Pasuk of Oral come to exclude? Or it says it teaches that he may not eat Pesach, but he may eat the Matzah and the Marah. The Pasuk needed to teach regarding a mummer and regarding an oral, because each one cannot be learned from the other, because a mummer is better in that he's not considered to be disgusting because he does have a bris, and an oral is better in that he follows the will of Hashem, whereas a mummer does not, and that's why we cannot learn out one from the other.